On today's show, VW will pay its U.S. dealers almost $2 million apiece. Ford has an app that will pay for your parking, and used EV batteries could create a whole new electric industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 26th of 2016. Volkswagen is making progress with its diesel scandal, but that progress sure is expensive. VW announced it will buy back diesel cars that cannot be fixed, and it will also compensate dealers for losses in their franchise value. VW has 652 dealers in the United States and will pay them about $1.2 billion, which works out to roughly $1.8 million for each dealer. General Motors won another lawsuit over its ignition switch defect. A jury in Texas ruled that 19-year-old Zach Taylor was driving recklessly on a rainy road, passing people on the shoulder when he lost control of his 2007 Saturn Sky. The car hit a pickup, killing the driver and leaving Taylor with brain injuries. His family sued GM, blaming the ignition switch defect. GM offered $595 million in compensation to those injured by the defect, and about 90% of those injured took the settlement. But people held out, hoping to win more money. And so far, three of those cases have lost in court. Finding a parking spot in a downtown area can be a downright pain. That's why Ford is offering a new service for its Ford Pass smartphone app that allows you to find, book, and pay for a parking space before you even get in the car. It shows you all available spots in the nearby area with real-time updates. The service is available in 160 cities across the United States. And speaking of Ford, it just increased the range of the Super Duty, but not through engine improvements or other new technology. It just gave it a bigger tank. The gasoline and diesel versions of the long box crew cab models now come with a 48-gallon fuel tank, making it the largest one available in its class. We figure that will give it well over 700 miles in range. The diesel exhaust fluid tank has also been increased to 7.5 gallons, which is 5 gallons more than before. The new Super Duty goes on sale this fall. Uh-oh, looks like the largest retailer in the world is getting into the car shopping business. More about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Amazon is really stepping up its automotive game and is a big threat to all those other car shopping sites online. It just launched the Amazon Vehicles website, where users will be able to search reviews, images, and specifications on thousands of new and classic car models. The site was designed to complement Amazon Automotive, which is a marketplace for parts and accessories, and Amazon Garage, where shoppers are able to schedule and pay for routine maintenance. Amazon is quickly establishing itself as a one-stop shop for all your car needs. Well, just short of that. You can't buy a vehicle on the site. At least not yet. Well, Honda has a good problem. Its side-by-side all-terrain vehicles are so popular, it's had to expand the South Carolina plant that makes them. It will invest $45 million into a 115,000-square-foot facility, which should create about 250 new jobs. This comes on top of a $93 million investment spent on the plant over the last 5 years for side-by-side production. Honda will also move assembly of small and medium displacement engines out of South Carolina to its factory in Japan that currently makes large displacement engines. One of the questions with electric cars is what will happen to the used batteries once they need to be replaced. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that they could be a perfect solution for low-cost battery storage. The study found that there will be 29 gigawatt hours of used EV batteries coming out of cars in 2025, with around a third of those living on as stationary storage. Currently, it can cost up to $1,000 per kilowatt hour for a new stationary storage system. Used EV batteries could drop that to only $49 per kilowatt hour in 2018, plus another $400 per kilowatt hour to convert it to stationary storage. This is why companies like BMW, Mercedes, and Nissan are developing their own Second Life stationary storage systems. Coming up next, John is here with You Said It.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Okay, here's the part of the show where we get to your questions and comments. Albemarle has a great question about autonomous cars. You drive to a big group picnic where you are directed by a volunteer to a parking location in a grass field. How, without a steering wheel, do you tell the car exactly where to park? You know, that's maybe the best question I have heard about the limits of autonomous cars. And that's why I think in the future, car owners will not be bragging about horsepower. They'll be bragging about how my car is more autonomous than your car. Drew has another question. How do these driverless vehicles refuel themselves with gas, diesel, ethanol, or electricity? Well, I suppose this is one of those cases where the owners will have to get out of their autonomous cars and do it themselves, although there are a number of experiments with robot gas stations where the robot puts the nozzle right in the car automatically. And speaking of autonomous cars, Gaston Astor says, I will love the face on my grandchildren when I tell them that cabbies used to be a thing. And you know, that's why I keep saying that our grandchildren will have to go to an amusement park to drive a car all by themselves. Brett wants to know, when is Ford going to field a Fiesta-based small CUV? Aren't there competitors flooding into that segment? Chevy Trax, etc. Well, you're exactly right, Brett. A B-segment CUV is a gaping hole in Ford's lineup, but only in the U.S. and Canada. Ford sells the EcoSport in just about every other major market in the world, and I think Ford probably thinks the current generation is not ready for the American market. But guess who else needs a B-segment CUV in the U.S.? Toyota doesn't have one either. On yesterday's Autoline After Hours, we were talking about electric superchargers that Valeo has developed, and G.A. Brannigan has a question about them. In reference to the electric turbos, would that negate the need for the electric turbo to be hooked up to the exhaust? Without it being in the exhaust system, the air charge would be cooler. Would that eliminate the need for an aftercooler too? Well, you're right. The electric turbo or electric supercharger, the names are kind of interchangeable, is not hooked up to the exhaust, so it doesn't cause any back pressure, and it does not need an intercooler either. You know, Lex here should be in marketing. He says GM should have used the Ion nameplate from its defunct Saturn brand for the Bolt. Then there would not be any confusion in other markets around the world. Amen, brother. You got that nailed. And Doc Wolf sees all the problems that VW is facing and wants to know, so, are we watching the slow self-destruct of VW? Well, Doc, I think VW is probably too big and powerful to self-destruct, but the company has just done about everything wrong. This emissions scandal would have been far less serious if the company had just come clean when it got caught, cooperated with the authorities, and agreed to compensate everyone fairly from the very beginning. Now this thing's going to drag out for years in court. Hey, check out the Autoline this week that we did, episode 2009. The panel of experts I had on that show nailed it in terms of what was going to happen to VW and what the company should have done in the first place. Hey, thanks for all your letters and comments. We sure do like getting them. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. And please join us again here on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.